Digital Angel Corporation. Sorry.
Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with Wall Street Reporter. And joining me today is Joseph Grillo, CEO of Digital Angel, which trades on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol DIGA. And Digital Angel, formerly Applied Digital Solutions, is a developer of GPS and RFID technology. Thanks for being here with us, Joseph.
Oh, you're welcome. Great to be here.
Great. Now, start off by telling us about the recent sales of the FastFind.
Well, the half of our business that we call Emergency ID, which manufactures search and rescue beacons, recently introduced the hottest new product in the area of PLBs, or personal locator beacons, which are devices used by folks in the outdoors, fishermen, hunters, hikers, who travel where cell phones and standard radios don't work, to, in case of an emergency, initiate a search and rescue mission. The FastFind, which is manufactured by our McMurdo brand, was announced at the Miami Boat Show in mid-February. It's the smallest, least expensive PLB that's ever been manufactured, and we've taken orders for over 6,000 units in the first 7 weeks since we announced that product. And to put that in perspective, we sold 7,000 units of the previous generation model in all of last year. So it's a great kickoff for a great new product that's getting a lot of good press and good response in the marketplace.
Great. And also today you put out an announcement that a Canadian agency actually demoed one of your products to a Canadian livestock for a livestock producer.
Yep. Well, the other side of the business, other than the emergency identification business, Sarby and McMurdo, which manufactures the emergency beacons, is the animal ID business. That half of the business also uses high technology, radio frequency technology, as opposed to GPS technology, in products in the animal identification space under the Destron Fearing name. Destron Fearing is headquartered in South St. Paul, in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis-St. Paul area of Minnesota. We recently also announced a very exciting new product in that business called the R-Tag. The R-Tag is a tag that uses an active technology, so it's able to, when attached to the ear of a livestock, is able to track and place and identify that livestock within 100 feet of a wireless, solar-powered reader device that's installed on a pole. And we did demonstrate that in a real-life situation in Canada. There's a tremendous response from both existing customers and also new ones, transport companies, feedlots, and these types of people who are also in the food supply chain, who are quite interested in being able to enable future productivity and food safety enhancements through the use of a long-range tag. That would be our R-Tag.
Okay, and talk a little bit more about your other products or some of the other applications of your products and what kind of markets they enter into.
Sure. Again, on the I'll go in the business, which was in this business was in the past many, many, many different types of businesses. In 2008, when the new management came in with myself as the CEO, we simplified the business and sold off a lot of non-core entities in order to straighten out the balance sheet a bit, pay down our debt, and focus on two important market areas where we had critical mass and market-leading companies, and that is emergency identification. I've talked about the McMurdo brand and the new FastFind. We also manufacture other types of emergency search and rescue beacons under McMurdo for commercial ships, and also under the Sarby brand with similar technology for the defense industry. And under Sarby, for example, we're just in the middle of executing our largest ever contract for the UK Ministry of Defense, where we have a approximately a $7 million contract to produce beacons for the Air Force. So that's the general description of the emergency ID business, beacons for commercial and military under the Sarbi and McMurdo brands. I've already talked about the RTAG, which is the exciting new product for Destron Fearing's group on the animal ID side of our business. The other products that we make there are other types of short-range radio frequency identification tags used for, as well for livestock, also for swine and sheep and goats in some markets where it's required that they are identified electronically. We also make visual ID tags. We also use high-technology products for embedded into fish to track the salmon populations in the northwest part of the United States and Canada, and as well have a companion pet business in Destron Fearing, where we sell the little chips that are put by veterinarians into dogs and cats to enable lost pets to be reunited with their owners. That's another important part of our animal ID business that's sold through our partner Shearing Plow under the brand Home Again.
Okay, and talk to us a little bit about some of the emerging trends in the market and how well positioned Digital Angel is to capitalize on the trends.
Well, we're able to capitalize on several trends. I'll do it by business segment first. In the emergency identification sector, there was in 2009 a satellite system upgrade. The satellite system that our products work on has been upgraded to a new digital technology, and so all the beacon population in the world has needed to be upgraded to be compatible with the new digital technology. It's very similar as to what's happening to all of us as consumers with televisions, as they need to be upgraded to the new digital format. So that's giving us some real market drivers, as well as our leadership in being able to produce smaller, lesser expensive and compact form factor devices like the Fast Find. The trends are toward greater usage of beacons for additional outdoors type enthusiasts, and we're seeing the result of that as our products are put on the shelves in places like Cabela's, Sporty's, West Marine, and such. So the trends are more use of electronic technology, more use of beacons, and a required upgrade to the new satellite system for commercial and defense customers. On the animal ID side, the trend is just a greater requirement and visibility of food safety and tracking these animal food supply chain. And that's something that's been happening a lot. There's a lot of press and there's a lot of media on events that have occurred where folks have not been able to rely on the safety of various food coming through the food chain. And there's the ability to track back and quickly find the root of a problem and where a problem might have occurred is important. The technology change there from visual ID or plastic tags with numbers on them to electronic or radio frequency tags is the real market driver. And the only other thing I'd comment on there is in the current administration, we're seeing a lot of regulatory influence that will make the use of our technology and our products mandatory, most likely, as opposed to voluntary for those that supply meat into the food chain.
Good answer. And what differentiates Digital Angel from the other players in the sector?
I think the thing that differentiates us on both sides of the business is our longevity and our technical prowess. The Sarbi brand has been around since World War II, and we've been producing beacons and have in-house knowledge of the types of technology and approvals that are required that our competitors do not have. On the animal side, again, the Destron Fearing, the Fearing name, again, comes from the feedlots of the Midwest from the 1940s and has been a reliable supplier with a strong name, and that's now backed by being the leader in the radio frequency technology aspects of the future product requirements. So long established name brands, existing customer channels, and technology leadership are the edges that we feel we have versus our competitors on both sides of the business.
And can you walk us through a little bit about the experience and background of your management team?
Yeah, sure. For myself and several of the management team, my COO of Digital Angel and the president of the Destron Fearing Group, we worked together in the past growing another RFID or radio frequency identification business in the 90s. We worked together to grow a business from a small few million dollar business to $100 million very profitably, and then sold it on to in an auction to a big security company. We got involved here because we had a significant knowledge of the RFID industry and the technology, and saw an opportunity where this company needed stronger, focused leadership and to really, you know, make sure it was good at its competent of two markets and not trying to do too many things. So we've got a good, competent management team that's come across, the CFO and the other people who have stayed have also contributed significantly as we've restructured this company and moved it from a company with historically significant losses to one who is just turning the corner on profitability.
And what objectives has management set for the company over the next 12 to 24 months?
Well, unlike many companies, we actually are forecasting growth this year, even in a tough economy. We think our leadership and our new products are going to enable us to achieve growth in the low double-digit percentage numbers. There's risk to that, of course, because the overall economy does impact us, although we believe that our markets and our products are relatively recession resistant. Nothing's recession proof, but people will eat meat and people will have pets and people will be required to put emergency beacons on their planes and trains and automobiles. So we're looking at growth, and we're looking at the first year of profitability for this company that, you know, that it's had in many, many years because of the restructuring efforts that we undertook during the first year of the new management's time running this business. So those are our goals.
Thanks. And before we conclude, Joseph, what are some of the key reasons that investors should consider DIGA as a long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I think if you look at the fact that we have two businesses, approximately each worth about $40 million in revenue, that are turning the corner on profitability, operating in good, solid markets that are recession resistant, that our share price is, you know, undervalues the longer term, you know, true value, or, you know, that I believe and the management team believes this company has. And if you look at what we've accomplished over the first 15 months, starting from a deep, deep hole and now emerging above ground as to a company that has held its ground on growth and now starting to grow and has become profitable and starting to fund itself from, operational cash flow basis, it's just a good opportunity to jump back in as this company turns the corner.
And we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's progress. And thanks for joining me today, Joseph.
Thank you for having me.